So I got a job with, there was a Mr. Sayatovich was his name. He had a trucking, not a trucking business, but he had one truck. And he would haul ground and coal and stuff. And he got a job to dig out a basement uptown in a grocery, this grocery store. And you had to crawl on your belly under the house and dig out the whole foundation. They didn't lift them up like they do now. Crawl, and two of us, Roman Betka and I, we went there and we spent, I think, took us 3-4 weeks, I think, to dig out the basement. That was my first job.
Summer of 48.
Yeah, 49.
49.
Yeah, I didn't get a job the first year at all. And so anyhow, by that time, my father wanted me to go to college. He scraped up enough money, and he wanted me to go. And he says, well, let me finish working this job that I got now, and we'll see what happens. In the meantime, I got another job, you know, labor, somebody digging out something. So finally, I got hired on the plant.
When was that?
That would be, that would be in the 50s, 51, 50 or 51, I forget then. And one day I had a pretty easy job. Well, the foreigners looked after their own, like if I got a job in the blast furnace, and there was a Pole who was a boss, or a Ukrainian that was a boss, and he knew you were Polish or Ukrainian, he would help you out. He'd put you on an easy job, or he'd look over, you know, for you. So anyhow, I got a job, and it was pretty easy there for 2 or 3 weeks. And what it was all I had to do was wait for the cast, which would be like when the furnace would be ready to make the iron. They would take a sample of this iron, and I would have to take it and go to the lab with the sample. And you had to walk, of course, there's no transportation. So I'd walk like, it would be a mile and a half to the lab. And then, depending on how fast they could do the test on it, he'd say, well, come back in an hour, or come back in a half an hour. So you wouldn't walk all the ways back there. You'd hang around the lab. So where the lab was, my father worked in the wire mill. It was handy to wire mill. So this day, I'll never forget, I went and I started smoking, and I had packed a cigarette, big shot. And I went to see my father, and I got to the wire mill. And I said, where's Billy Hookwork? He said, see that there little rat over there? He says, running around. He says, that's Billy Hook. Go see him there. Jeez, I went over, and here was my father, soaking wet, sweat. His clothes were all wet. Even the belt he had on was, the salt was white on the belt. And he was soaking wet. So I went over, and I said, here, Pop, take it easy, have a cigarette, and sit down and talk to me for a while. This Marcotte shut the two robbers. What a greeting, you know, father has for his son. Mine te, ja tebe ne hoću tu. Mine treba tebe. Što ti tu robiš? And I tried to explain to him. I came to visit him, that's all, because I'm waiting for it to even last. And he says, ja ne maju času sraku se ve tebe, a te tu prišao. Što ti tu robiš? So he says to me, he says, this is the first and last time I want to see you around here. Don't you dare come here again. And I buzzed off, and I said, what a greeting, you know. I was so proud of myself that I was going, you know, come to see him. So then I said, boy, oh boy, and this is how he's working, to scrape up money to send me to college. And if I go to college and I flunk, at that time, college was $3,000, which was a lot of friggin' money. And I said, no, I'll never. never go to college until I could earn my own money. And that was it. I never went to college because of that. Mm-hmm. I felt so sorry for him. And then that's when I learned the value of money. Because, boy, I never realized how hard he had to work, you know, to earn money. At that time when he was working, the average pay at the plant was around $18 to $21.
Per?
Week.
Okay.
When he'd work tonnage, which is, you get paid for what you produce.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 week he earned $29.
Hmm.
He was so proud of that $29 that he earned. I just couldn't believe it. It was a good lesson. It was a good lesson. I had a lot of respect for my father after that. An awful lot. That's the way it was.